Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Thank you, Father, for being with us and giving us wisdom through these studies, preparing us for the things to come, or preparing us to miss the things that are coming. Thank you, Father, for doing that, for giving wisdom today. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, I've been talking to you about the beast mark is here. I'd like to continue. I've been talking about the spiritual mark of the beast in the mind and in the works of man, which causes the physical mark to mark these people who continue in their unrepentance of running after the lusts of the flesh. And so today I'm going to talk a little bit about that, but I'm calling in an expert, Dr. Carrie Madige. And she's going to talk a little bit about transhumanism, and I'm calling it a mark of the beast. Okay. I'm going to read to you. Some of this is technical stuff, and you probably won't understand it like myself, but there's a lot in here you will understand. And we just know that the people who want so desperately to rule over our every move and our every breath, these communists who want to take over, they're fanatic in what they want to do. They don't care what you want. They don't care what you vote. They will cheat you any way they can. We cannot trust them with this technology, including vaccinations. So, this is from Dr. Carey's revelation here. This information is very urgent. And I really encourage you to think about the things that I'm saying. This is not a new topic for me, as I've studied vaccines for 20 years. So I'm very familiar and very passionate about this information. Whatever you learn here, please share with friends, family, and on social media platforms. My name is Dr. Carrie Madige, and I am an internal medicine physician, osteopathic trained. I do not represent any companies or group. I am not getting paid or reimbursed, and the opinions stated are solely mine alone. This information is not intended to diagnose or treat any individual. If you have symptoms, please see your individual health care practitioner. I see mine all the time. It's called Dr. Jesus. The most important question or choice of your life is, what does it mean to be human? This is a very important question. It's going to be very important for this COVID-19 vaccine that's being developed. First, some basic facts. Altering our DNA. Each of us has enough DNA in our bodies that could stretch up to 10 billion miles when uncoiled. That's about 35,000 terabytes of data, which is about 35 million hours of high-definition video. So, what information does this DNA hold? It's your blueprint for life. How you're created and designed, how your body functions, how it grows, how it reproduces, and even our thoughts and our memories. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't they like to change this? They are so good about changing history and tearing down our history. They don't want you to remember those things. And, of course, that's laying a foundation for just exactly what she's talking about here. Okay? DNA is similar to computer code or binary code, if you are familiar with those. That's where it takes a small change in the pattern or code, and it will have a very grand effect. Well, obviously they don't actually know the long-term effects of the things that they're doing, the things that they're manipulating. That's why God's way is best. He's got an owner's manual. It's the Bible. You go in there and find out how to get health. It will have no side effects. They will not be able to take over your system like they're attempting to do. Science has advanced to the point we can insert a gene into the human genome. We can put something extra in there, or we can take something out so that it's missing a gene. Now, a genome is an organism's complete set of DNA, including all of its genes. Each genome contains all of the information needed to build and maintain that organism. In humans, a copy of the entire genome, more than 3 billion DNA base pairs, is contained in all cells that have a nucleus. You can translocate, meaning you can take one part of the genome and move it into another area of the genome, altering God's original design. You can even cut out a part of the genome of the human, taking a synthetic or artificially created piece of genome and inserting it into the human genome. This is also referred to as an engineered cell line. As many mistakes as men make, they think they can be God, and they make little changes that are permanent changes, unless you get a hold of God, that is. So an engineered cell line, a synthetic cell line, or genetically modified cell line. Sounds like something you want to go down? Well, because they forced you into it by COVID-19. However, when you do this, you are rewriting that person's genetic code. You're rewriting, changing your God-designed software program. Which begs the question, how much change of our personal DNA code would it take for us to be considered non-human? And is it even ethical or legal? Well, certainly not legal, and certainly not ethical. This is going on today. These are very important things to understand and discuss, because they are currently doing this and trying to roll out this technology within this year. Patents. You can receive a patent for anything natural or from nature. Something wild, something that grows from nature, you cannot patent or own those seeds, but you can patent anything that has been created, modified, or engineered. And they constantly do that with these things. Then they own them, you know, which is crazy. And they want to own you. I'm just telling you, that's the whole point of this. For example, Monsanto, has genetically modified various seeds. Therefore, it's creating something a little different. You may see corn, tomatoes, or other vegetables in the grocery store that look the same as God's original design, but they're not. Monsanto changed the DNA so that the outside looks the same, but in the inside is different. Therefore, they can patent, control, and own those seeds. They can have them. They don't taste the same. They have money in their mind, long store life, long shelf life, when they change these things, and they don't know what it's doing to you. So, transpose that to a human cell line that could potentially mean that we could be patented, or human cell lines could be patented. And if it's patented, it has owners. Do you see a problem with this? That's what they want to do, is own you. That's exactly what the beast is. It's a collective of people that are owned by the head beast, who is the devil in Revelation chapter 12. He has a body that covers the whole earth, all lost mankind, right? She goes on to say, what if our DNA is modified with genes from another species? Are we still human? Is this transhumanism? Well, of course. And what if our DNA, in other words, beast, can you read beast into that, right? And what if our DNA, our genome, is modified and thus can be patented and owned? This is going on right now today. This is called recombinant DNA and recombinant RNA technology. And this is what is proposed for the COVID-19 vaccine. The coronavirus COVID-19 vaccines are designed to make us into genetically modified organisms in the same way Monsanto has modified and patented their seeds. The front runners for the recombinant DNA technology are Inovio, backed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, GlaxoSmithKline, Sanofi, Moderna, one of the vaccine makers, backed by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That ought to tell you right there, you want nothing to do with it. I will add that this type of DNA vaccine has never been used on humans before. Never. And it's not being tested now. Let me repeat that. This has never, ever been used on humans before. Never. They are now proposing to take something we have never used and inject it into everyone that will make them transhuman. These vaccine trials are being fast-tracked at a level and a rate that I have never seen in my life, nor did I ever expect to see. They are skipping over the animal trials and going direct to human trials. They are not using good scientific methodology at all. They have no randomized placebo-controlled trials for any vaccine, which is the gold standard for any therapy to be approved by the FDA. They're not following any sound scientific protocol to make sure that this is safe for us, to make sure that it would work for us, or know anything about it. And they want to inject the vaccine and the DNA-altering cell lines into the masses. One mistake by humans, who are prone to make mistakes, could ruin the whole human race. The vaccine manufacturers, referred to as Big Pharma, were made exempt from product liability in the 1980s. Is that crazy or what? Meaning that if a vaccine causes seizures, paralysis, etc., they as a group are not liable. And now they don't have to test it enough to find out what it will do, and they don't know anything about the long-term effects. Is this crazy? Well, have you noticed? These people are crazy. Big Pharma is also exempted from randomized controlled trials. They are doing this with the COVID-19 vaccine, but they are also doing this with other vaccines recently, where they can just say, well, we've had the MMR vaccine before. We don't need to do that. We may have tweaked it a little bit, but it's still the same thing. No, it's not. It can't be. What kind of mindset is that? I can't believe that, because just a little change in our DNA can make a big difference. The worst thing of all, they are exempted from needing evidence to prove that these vaccines will do what they say they will do. They can't prove that it works even. They want to put something in to change your DNA, and they can't prove it works. And 90-something percent of the people come through the disease, by the way, with no side effects whatsoever. And I think it's 98%. No side effects whatsoever. But they want to change everybody. She goes on. For instance, Big Pharma just had to prove that the vaccine is producing antibodies. Just because you've got antibodies does not make you immune to something. Without testing, we don't know for a fact if it would really work as claimed out in the population of people. A real study would show that it actually works or doesn't work in the population of people. But they are not testing, saying they don't have time. So it may not work at all. Let's ask ourselves, what is the purpose? Another important fact to know about all vaccines is that many of them are using the MRC5 aborted fetal cell lines from the 1960s. This is an immortalized cell line. Immortalized means it does not die. In other words, it's a cell that has lost the ability to go through apoptosis, natural cell decay and death. A cell that cannot go through that death process is called cancer. That is a definition of cancer. So they are trying to use a lot of words to mask the fact that you're being injected with cancerous cells. Have you ever read the book of Revelation about the sores all over people and the sickness and the so on and so forth? Yeah, what could have caused that, I wonder, in the population of the people? Something common to all of them. Yeah. Okay, she goes on. Another term for aborted fetal cells is diploid cells. They have other terms for them, but I'm just giving you the two main ones they'll use if you look at the list of ingredients. Some of the vaccines that are using these cancerous cell lines from aborted fetuses are MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, shingles, hepatitis A and B, polio, etc. Now, I just want to put this point in because people always tell me, what you're saying is fantastical. There's no way this is going on. Absolutely not. I trust my government and their companies, and I trust Bill Gates. You're saying false information. I just want to tell you that many, many physicians and researchers have tried to get this information to the public for many years and have been silenced one way or another. As a matter of fact, there are dozens and dozens of pages that this woman has put out on the internet, and it's all being taken down. Wonder why the communists want to take all of what she says down. You know, they tried to take us down. The communists over here, we call the faction. They want to impose their will on you. Illegally? Yeah, illegal in every way, but they want to, but they're doing it. So why are they taking her down? Why are these crazies taking her down? First of all, you know, a person is known by their enemies. Study the enemy just a little bit, and you'll know why they don't like what she's saying. Many of my colleagues have tried to do that, and I have tried my best. We have tried to bring this to the public, but when there is enough money behind it, the information is stymied. You know, the media is controlled, and that is why you don't see healthcare professionals and other researchers speaking up more. You see a few, but you don't see the group of us because we don't feel like we have freedom of speech without potentially losing our jobs or right to practice. An Italian report backed by the government of Italy and a group of scientists called Corvelva, gave us conclusions about some of the vaccines I just mentioned. They state that these vaccines have the potential to increase tumorigenesis, which means increased risk of cancers, increased risk of mutagenesis, or mutant genes. They would have an increased risk of transmitting live infections. This is well known. The COVID-19 vaccines will have a bacteria that is contaminant, Mycoplasma pneumoniae. It's a very common bacteria used as a contaminant. This really has nothing to do with the vaccine itself, but they have it in there. So you're getting an infection on top of the vaccine. Mycoplasma pneumoniae is a type of atypical bacteria that commonly causes mild infections of the respiratory system, sometimes referred to as walking pneumonia. You want to know why they put that in there? I did a little study of this myself. To make it contagious so you can spread it. Right. This stuff is so bad, it has the potential to be used as a bioweapon, she says. They are injecting cancers into your body along with very toxic substances like mercury derivatives, aluminum derivatives. Aluminum, as you know, is what's killing a lot of the trees and so on. And it's very detrimental to your life. And it also causes problems with your lungs and sinuses and so on and so forth. And other things like that. In addition to the unknown effect of the combination of an accumulation of these vaccines together and the synergistic effect that happens. Well, you know, I often wondered that. One day, many years ago, my mother went into the hospital. And they were telling us she was not going to live. She was in an ACLF, and she had a shoebox full of different drugs that she took all the time. I said to myself, nobody has ever studied what the combination of all of these drugs together. Because they don't pay attention to that, seemingly. Nobody's ever studied what this will do to you. Well, anyway, two doctors and my sister, who's a doctor, said she's not going to live. And she's been too long without oxygen and so on and so forth. I said, she'll live. I'm praying for her. She's going to make it. She'll be all right. So they looked at me like I was stupid. But you know what? Very shortly, she came out of the hospital with no drugs because when she went in, they didn't know what these would do, and they had to take her off of all of her drugs and deal with her, and they did. And when they took her off of all of her drugs and the Lord healed her, she came out with no drugs. She was on no drugs. She had gotten imbalanced with all these drugs. And they almost killed her. In fact, they were well on their way. So, for instance, if you have one vaccine with a known amount of side effects and another with its known amount of side effects, and you put them together in a human's body within some time frame, is not just like A plus B equals AB. The two together can have a synergistic effect and have 100 times more detrimental side effects than just what you would imagine. We don't know this, since there hasn't been any studies done on this. And they want to do it to all mankind? The pediatric population is definitely the most susceptible due to the immaturity of their immune system, which would be common sense. Let's go back to the topic of why the vaccines are being pushed so heavily on us if the current research and evidence for using them is flawed. So let's follow the money, and that usually will give you some better ideas. In 2011, the German company CureVac was given $33 million for their research and development of RNA vaccines. Then in 2013, Moderna Therapeutics was given $25 million for their research and development of RNA vaccines. Then in 2015, Inovio was given $45 million for their DNA vaccines, which they also mention admitting to using DNA nanotechnology. Nanotechnology is using microscopic robotic organisms in their vaccines. And all of these companies are backed by or associated with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who, by the way, has been sued for killing an awful lot of Indians and I believe Africans too, if I'm not mistaken, with their vaccines. So, of course, they have a lot of money. It's really hard to sue people like that. It's important to know so far that these companies have been unable to get these products licensed for human use due to the fact that these vaccines have failed to provide sufficient immunity in human trials. Well, why do we want to put this poison in us? Why do we want to be half human if it hasn't even proved to work? In fact, I could tell you some pretty astounding things. Our brother Jeff, who works in an ACLF, they wanted to give everybody the flu shot. He refused. So they gave all the old folks the flu shots. Guess what? They all came down with the flu. But Jeff never got the flu. And he was in there among them. He never got the flu. What's the deal here? I've never gotten flu shots, and I don't get the flu. A lot of people who do get the flu shots get the flu. And it doesn't seem to carry over to the next virus because it's slightly different. And so they have to give you a different vaccine every time, you see. And this is that buildup that she's talking about. Okay, anyway, going on. She said, sufficient immunity is, again, only stating that you have a certain amount of antibodies. This, again, is not showing that the person is completely immune out in the public to whatever virus or bacteria they are trying to protect you from. It's only looking in vitro. That means in a test tube. How many antibodies? That's what they're doing. There is no good science yet to prove the efficacy of these vaccines. In 2010, DARPA, which is the Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Projects military agency, started focusing on DNA and RNA vaccines. And they had a synthetic DNA vaccine that could be delivered via non-invasive electroporation, which is using a sticker with microneedles in it on your skin. You can barely feel it go in there. And in their words, it is to enhance and subvert, I quote, to enhance and subvert humans at a genetic level. This is around the same year Bill Gates heavily started to fund the DNA RNA vaccines with the companies mentioned above. In 2012, DARPA acknowledged a brain-machine interface that is artificial intelligence, AI. They are making artificial intelligence and the human brain to have the ability to form a neural network. Therefore, humans would have the ability to communicate by thought alone. But it is a two-way street, meaning humans could be influenced or controlled remotely. Did you hear that? Yes. And what do they want to do? What do communists want to do? They want to control you. They don't care your opinion. They don't care if 80% of the population voted for this guy. They're going to riot and burn stuff down to make you do it their way. That's not working. Okay, millennials will love this. You go into your smart home and think about turning on the air conditioner or the fan or your favorite program or have the stove start cooking something, and it happens because it's Wi-Fi. But they don't think about the fact that the smart home can give you messages too. Whoever controls the internet would have control. Another DARPA program came out around the same time that is Next Generation Non-Surgical Nanotechnology N3 program. It involves non-invasive or minimally invasive brain-computer interfaces to read and write directly onto your brain. That means they're rewriting what is happening in your brain, your memories, your thoughts. You know how they are about destroying history. They don't want you to remember those things. Well, people think this is exciting. It's literally the Matrix. That's exciting. If I want to learn karate, then you download it into your brain. And then your brain would know how to do it. Of course, then they might want to use your karate to do something they want to do, right? That was me. If you want to learn how to be a French cuisine chef, just download the app, and instantly you can do that. You could learn a language probably within days. That part sounds cool. But do you think you can control this? Something else is controlling you. Something else is rewriting your emotions, experiences. You may have artificial memories of things. You don't know what is reality. You have become a character in a computer program. You do not control yourself in this environment. Does this sound like the mark of the beast? Absolutely. She says, this is not sci-fi. This is happening today. Also note that DARPA funded a company that produces soft, flexible hydrogels. Hydrogels are injected beneath the skin to perform health monitoring. It's important for you to hear this. They sync to a smartphone app to give the user immediate health insights. However, hydrogel nanotechnology grows and spreads in the body once implanted. We do not know how this affects our DNA. We know that it can send information directly and continuously through an artificial intelligence. So all of us in our smartphones have health apps one way or another. It's in your phone. Sometimes you have to look under a Google app, whatever, but it's there. You can disable it, but you can't erase it. It's impossible. Well, this is the COVID-19 apps that they are putting out. It has to do with this. They're getting you set up. You have the app. You have the software. Now all you need is this little hydrogel that's put on your arm, and then forever everything in your body is monitored. For a woman, your ovulation, when you menstruate, how many times you've had sex. For men, how many times you've had sex, how much alcohol content is in your body, all your vitamins and minerals, if you've fallen down, how many steps you're taking, if you're anxious, your emotions, for sleep, everything. They know everything about you continuously. And I guess they can turn it around and change whatever they want to change. They can make you docile. I shared something a few years ago about that. Docile to the beast, etc. And it's going into an AI program. What is that doing? This is something they are already getting you set up for on your smartphone. This is not fantasy. This is real. So, in conclusion, we are entering uncharted territory that can change what it means to be human. The vaccines for COVID-19 are not safe by any scientific methodology. They are introducing cancerous and mutagenic cell lines into our bodies and have been for a long time. They are introducing toxins into our bodies, which have been going on for a long time, and introducing different animal genomes into our body, and this has been going on for a long time. The mark of the beast, right? Remember what I told you. The mark of the beast is being put on people who already have the spiritual mark of the beast. In other words, God is identifying who you are. Are you a member of the body of the beast, which is Antichrist, or are you a member of the body of Christ? Basically, this is what, there's only two men in the earth, according to what Jesus said, and you're going to become a part of one of these corporate bodies. Now, they're transhumanizing you, right? They do not have proof that what they do will happen. There's absolutely no proof yet. They don't have to have the proof to put out these vaccines. The recombinant RNA and DNA technology will cause permanent and unknown genetic changes in a person's body. Once their DNA is changed, he or she will live with that change for the rest of their lives, along with the ripple effects from that genetic change. Now, I don't know if she's talking about children, you know, or what. Obviously, that would be a ripple effect right on down the line. We already know that children inherit the curses of the parents, so all these changes would be inherited by them. These are mad scientists. She goes on, so who knows what that change will be? There is no going back. It's not like, oh yeah, I got that vaccine, didn't work, so I won't do that again. No, it's do or die with this. I don't know, and neither do they, or whoever is typing, trying to market this really knows the ultimate outcome, and it doesn't sound good. It's an experiment with the whole human race. How crazy. And you don't have to prove it'll work. And it has side effects. Essentially, this creates a new species, or perhaps destroys an old one. Well, that's exactly what they want to do, is destroy an old one, right? Us as in all humans as we know it. It's also introducing nanotechnology and its robotic effects into the body. This is all suggesting the ability to use this vaccine and its ancillary products, the things I mentioned just now. Some of the names are like ID 2020. Uh-oh. And then suddenly hook us all up to an artificial intelligence interface. The beast. This is not a one-way street. It's a two-way street that can change who you are and what you do. Basically, you'll be part robot. And who is at the controls? Who is at the controls? This is what they want. They're fanatic controllers. Every communist has that demon in them. They're fanatic controllers. So I know this is a lot of information to digest. It scares me. I've been to scientific meetings where they've talked about this, and I've been to business meetings where they talk about this. It is all very real. I have been studying this since my early 20s, and it's very real. We have to speak up now for us, for our families, for our future generations, and the human race. This is no joke, guys. Please do your own research as much as you can. Start talking and stay on social media. Stay on all of it and start flooding the social media with this. We have a chance. If we start to wake up more people, it is with greatest love and peace I tell you this. Well, very interesting. Okay, that's just a 101. A few years ago, I shared with you about the immunization that these people invented from Christianity, destroying part of your frontal lobe. So that you didn't have fervent Christian ethics, basically. I'll put that link at the end of this because it's very good. These madmen, of course, they want to say that they want to stop some crazed Muslim from doing this and that and the other, but they're lying. The main enemy is not the Muslims. As you can see, the leftists and the communists love Muslims because there's a common spirit there. I'm talking about radical Muslims. There's a common spirit there. They want to control you. They don't believe in democracy. None of them believe in democracy. None of these different cults believe in democracy. In other words, they want to control you. They all have that because that's what demons do. Demons want to control you. They're not happy if they can't control you. Now they're figuring out a way to control the whole human race. They're control freaks. We cannot trust them. And they don't really care. We can't trust them. Okay, here's a note that was sent to me by Deborah Horton. She said, "Hi, David. In one of my other lives, I was studying to be a dietitian. A virus mutates every 4 hours, usually just slightly, but still enough to foil the body's immune system, which then has to change to meet the mutation. The race is for the body to destroy the virus before it mutates again, because obviously you build up an immunity, but to that not the mutation that's going to follow that. You see, so it's a race to get it before it mutates. Flu vaccines do not work because the trick is to stop the virus from mutating long enough for the body's immune system to kill it. When it appears that a flu vaccine is working, it's working because that vaccine accidentally, unintentionally, slows the virus long enough for the immune system to kill the virus. Zinc is depleted when the immune system fights a virus. Enough zinc can slow the virus mutation cycle so the body can kill it off. Loss of taste and smell occurs when the body is fighting a viral infection because zinc is being or has been used up. By the way, bacteria has the characteristics of a plant, but a virus has the characteristics of both a plant and an animal. So a virus is a mixture, and that's also why antibiotics don't work on a virus either. Of course, this is all in the natural, etc. Well, I answered her that they have tracked the COVID-19 from an L strain to an S strain, always weakening, by the way, because it's not a natural but a man-made thing. Now suddenly it gets stronger with two new strains or more. The distance of L to S is far longer than 4 hours. Obviously, minor mutations must add up to major mutations, and it appears the different strains are what they are shooting for with vaccines, not minor mutations. And she says, yep, you're exactly right. I says, okay. I was trying to decipher what she was saying. So it's interesting. They may have invented something that will work at this moment, which has happened, and now a radically different virus is coming on the scene, or viruses are coming on the scene, mutations, which this won't work for. So what they end up doing is poisoning you with vaccine after vaccine after vaccine to try to chase this thing down, but they never catch up to it. This is crazy. And when the flu situation is the same situation, you know, they never catch up to it. They're always giving you last year's vaccine for the flu. They say, well, just take it anyway. Somebody's got to make money off of this, you know, just take it anyway. Then you end up with two strains of the flu. And some people die. Okay, I'm just saying they haven't perfected medicine. They are practicing medicine. They haven't perfected it. God has perfected it. Except he never treated anybody with medicine. And Luke was never a physician. He was a healer, an iatros, a healer. He was a healer just like the rest of the apostles were healers. And Jesus was a healer. Nobody ever practiced medicine among them. They practice giving the commands that are in agreement with Scripture. By whose stripes you were healed. They practice giving you the good news that Jesus Christ already healed you at the cross. That he became accursed for you so that you could have Abraham's blessings. And the Bible says Abraham was blessed in all things. Deuteronomy 28 delineates the curse. And the Bible says Jesus bore that upon himself for you. When they came out of Egypt, they had a Passover lamb, which represents Jesus Christ. because 1 Corinthians 5 tells us our Passover lamb has already been sacrificed, already been sacrificed. So they had a Passover lamb that they sacrificed, and because of this, the plague passed over them and killed the Egyptians. Now, we have that Passover lamb, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, already been given to us, already done, been sacrificed. And that is the reason that Jesus went about healing the people of God who had a covenant with him. And when he even came to people like the Syrophoenician woman who didn't have a covenant, she expressed faith that the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. He was impressed. He said, for this saying, go and be healed. Your daughter is healed. And Cornelius, same thing. He exercised faith. And because of this, his servant was healed. In other words, they entered into covenant with God through their faith. Today, we enter into covenant with God through our faith. He doesn't make any mistakes. He doesn't want to change your genome. He made it the way it was. It's men that are perverting it and have been perverting it for a long time, poisoning the air that you breathe, which poisons your food, which poisons your water, etc., etc. And men are becoming more and more sickly because of these maniacs and the stuff that they want to spray us from the chemtrails. And they are chemtrails. They found in Area 51, I told the president 3 years before it happened, I said they are spraying the COVID from the chemtrails. They entered into Area 51 after that 3 years. I didn't say COVID. I said they were going to spray a plague, okay? And I told him it was going to happen, and it did. Well, they entered into Area 51, which controls chemtrail planes, and they found in the chemtrail fluid COVID-19. And by the way, I think they started spraying it again, because last week I asked the Lord about one lone chemtrail that was passing through our area, pretty solid, pretty low, and I asked the Lord, was that a good one or a bad one? Because some people say they're good ones. The Lord said, nope, that's a bad one. So when you prove that this thing is not as bad, this S strain is not as bad as the L strain at all, and 98% of people recover completely, when you can prove that, they have to prove you wrong, because this is what they're using to politically control you, to lock you down in your cities, to politically control you, and to take away your economy, because they have to prove that Trump didn't do what he actually did, which is to totally revive the economy, which they couldn't do. They've only been able to destroy. They're not able to resurrect anything. So you shouldn't trust people like this. They're counting on the herd mentality of people running down there to try to save their life by getting this chemical pumped into their body, or this biological pumped into their body. And the side effects are multitude. I mean, go and read. The side effects are all over the place. The Lord never has any side effects. I never read where the Lord had a side effect. In fact, I know in my own personal experience, I've never had side effects when the Lord healed me. And he's been doing that for like 45 years. And there's no side effects. My children, they don't have any. They've never taken any of that garbage. And they're very healthy. And I see a lot of people's children that aren't healthy. Why? Oh, I guess they got mercury in them. And a lot of other stuff, you know, deadly poison. You know, The curse is not trusting in God, but some other God. This is another God. And there's a curse upon it. The Lord is going to identify those who have the spiritual mark of the beast in the forehead and in the hand, which is the mind of the flesh and the works of the flesh, the spiritual mark of the beast. He's going to identify them with these physical marks of the beast. He's going to do it. He's going to identify the people. And guess what? You're going to find out just what the Bible says in the book of Revelation. Everybody, bond or free, is going to be forced to take this mark. All them that dwell on the earth, as it says. But we don't dwell on the earth, we who walk in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're abiding in Christ. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. When you enter into Christ through faith in Him and faith in His promises, guess what? You're in a different kingdom. I've been sprayed a lot with these people, you know, but I'm in a different kingdom. Glory be to God. The wicked who walk after the mind of the flesh and the works of the flesh, who have the spiritual mark of the beast, they're still in the beast kingdom. And guess what? That can be deadly. Amen. Okay, so we're going to just do this again sometime. God bless you and thank you for being with us today. And amen.